My name is Liz Moran. I am the Environmental Policy Director for NYPIRG, the New York Public Interest Research Group. We've gathered here today to release a letter to the Department of Environmental Conservation regarding regulations they've proposed to complement New York State's plastic bag ban. Over 60 organizations have joined us on this letter to call for these regulations to reflect the true intent of the law, which is to ban all plastic bags. Plastic bags are plastic bags, period. So we are all keenly aware we're in the midst of a plastic pollution crisis. We're in the midst of a climate crisis. The news becomes increasingly dire each day. 8 million metric tons of plastic waste enters our oceans every year, and plastic bags are a contributing factor to that. If we're going to fight the climate crisis and combat plastic pollution, we have to stop producing single-use plastic, which is why all of us are thrilled that New York State has moved forward with what is being considered one of the strongest plastic bag bans in the country, which is why it is so critical that these regulations get it right and that on March 1st, full enforcement and enactment will be happening, that New Yorkers will be ready to bring their reusable bags, and New York State will be doing its part to show the rest of the country what it means to lead on protecting our water, our communities, and fighting climate change. So with that, I'll be turning it over to my colleagues. I'm pleased to be joined today by Judith Enck, former EPA Region 2 Administrator and founder of Beyond Plastics.
And for coming on this really important environmental topic. I'm Judith Enck. I served as EPA Regional Administrator appointed by President Obama for EPA Region 2. I currently am a visiting professor at Bennington College in Vermont, where I teach classes on plastic pollution. I think it's the first college-level class in the nation on plastic pollution. Come sit in on my class anytime. It's fun, and I grade on a curve. And I also founded a project called Beyond Plastics. This New York State plastic bag ban is an excellent legislative accomplishment that we don't want to see watered down by the Department of Environmental Conservation regulations. A staggering 23 billion plastic bags are used in New York State every single year. Many of them get into trees, they get into oceans, lakes, rivers, ultimately the ocean. And the concern there is scientists tell us that within the next 10 years, unless we enact laws like this one, for every 3 pounds of fish in the ocean, there will be 1 pound of plastic. That is unconscionable. That's why this law is so important. I predict that within weeks of this law taking effect on March 1st, New Yorkers will see a noticeable reduction in plastic bags that you currently see when you walk around any neighborhood, when you look up in trees. There are 3 problems with the New York Department of Environmental Conservation regulations. One is very notable. When this bill was being debated in the legislature, at the 11th hour, the plastic bag industry said, well, if you're going to ban plastic bags, at least let us use thicker plastic bags. But the Department of Environmental Conservation, under the leadership of Governor Cuomo, decided to allow for 10 mil plastic bags as part of the ban. I also recommended that they not give themselves such sweeping authority to exempt businesses from the law. The statute already has exemptions for dry cleaners, unfortunately restaurants, newspapers, delivery on rainy days. But DEC put in a clause saying that if there's no reasonable alternative, they can exempt a business from the law. That is an overreach. And third, the statute itself is a little ambiguous on stores that are covered by the sanitary code. So we do not know if DEC is intending to enforce this law at bodegas, of which there are thousands in New York City and other neighborhoods, gas stations, where I often dine when I'm traveling the state, And third, convenience stores. I would argue that they should all be covered by the ban.
So to build on this point and more, I'm now going to turn this over to my friend and colleague at Environmental Advocates of New York, Kate Carrera.
Thanks. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much. Thank you, Liz, and thank you, Judith. That was a very, very articulate way of describing our issues with the regulations, as well as the many, many concerns that we have with plastic pollution and the proposed regs. So for me, I just wanted to start by saying that, of course, the commitment that we've made to ban plastic bags in the state is a large one, a huge one. And that commitment is going to show our leadership in terms of protecting our environment, fighting climate change, and protecting our public health. The bag ban, as Judith says, comes into effect on March 1st, and we look forward to that date in which the DEC will fully be enforcing the law. I want to make a couple points about the regulations. Now, our sign-on letter talks about, points some holes and picks, talks about the deficiencies in the regulations, and there are a number of problems with the regulations for sure that need to be rectified. But I want to make it clear that there's nothing in those regulations that need to be implemented or in effect for the bag law to be effective on March 1st. So regardless of how DEC is positioning and revising the regulations, March 1st is the deadline this law comes into effect for all New Yorkers. Furthermore, and as Judith has mentioned, the three areas that we have concern, DEC has undermined the intent of the law, which is to ban plastic carry-out bags, by allowing for thicker mill plastic bags to be allowed under that scenario. I would just make the point that DEC has overreached or overstepped in many areas in the regulations that they propose in certain areas, but have perhaps not overreached in areas that we would like to see rectified, which is the principal law exempts restaurants and taverns and food establishments from the bag law. So I just query why we overreach in some areas and not in others. The other point I wanted to make is that, as Judith said, these regulations are really not authorized by the main principal law. And so in that
next we hear from Assemblywoman Pat Fahey.
Run up to join this, to join the advocates who have done such a tremendous job. It's 2020. It's 2020. I too want to make sure March 1st we really begin to change behavior, change practices. I am so proud that we have finally passed this bill, and I have to reiterate my favorite statistic. At this point, we are still using 23 billion single-use plastic bags each year just in the state of New York. It's such a stunning statistic. When it was first published a year or so ago, we had to check it three times. But it's DEC, actually, I think, that published the original stat. Mm-hmm. So 23 billion each year in New York. I am so pleased that we've all come together to pass this. So I appreciate where we've had fits and starts in California and Chicago and other places that have tried to ban the bag, ban plastic bags, and there has been confusion with the millimeters. So we want to make sure that there's no confusion. There is a ban.
The last speaker is Charlie Oliver, an intern with NYPIRG.
So in her 2010 hit single, Katy Perry sings, "Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind?" Though I personally do not appreciate the song as much as I would like to, she's attempting to connect us to her music by using imagery that we have all seen. Plastic bags everywhere. The New York City Department of Sanitation currently estimates that it collects 1,700 tons of plastic bags per week, costing $12.5 million per year in disposal expenses. Every minute, the ocean receives a garbage truck worth of plastic, up to 8 million metric tons a year. 100 billion plastic bags are consumed in the United States, and 23 billion in New York State alone.
This has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.